retired Navy SEAL on transitioning to female. It was an imitation, a male can't be a female. By Robert Krajicek on March 15, 2023. It was an imitation, said retired Navy SEAL Chris Beck of his previous attempts to live as a woman during an interview published last week with retired Navy SEAL and former CIA contractor Sean Ryan on the latter's eponymous podcast. Ryan asked Beck about having transitioned to female. "You transitioned to a female from a man," Ryan stated. "Then you transitioned back to a male." Beck's response addressed the impossibility of sexual transition and the fixed and permanent nature of a person's sex. He replied, "I make mistakes in my life. I think we all make mistakes. We're human, right? You mentioned that I transitioned from a male to a female, and that's not really truthful. That's not really what happened, when I look back on it. And there was a time when I thought that was what I was doing, but it's definitely not the case. It was an imitation. It wasn't right. It was a mistake. It's something that should never have happened, and I'm not a female. I was never a female. A male can't be a female." Beck said many psychologists irresponsibly diagnose patients as being transgender while recommending hormonal and surgical interventions aligned with the transgender narrative of sexual fluidity. He noted the financial and political incentives associated with such diagnoses. The U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, VA, employs many Marxist counselors adhering the transgender ideology, Beck warned. VA counselors, he added, broadly subscribed a left-wing dogma on critical race theory and ascribing victim status to their patients. He stated, "If you're university trained, you're a Marxist, straight up. Every university trained person, right now, especially counselors, because I saw it. I witnessed myself. I'm witness to it, and what they're teaching right now is hateful. It's wrong. What they're teaching right now is going to cause more damage in the long run than they ever has. The VA is stuck in that program. The VA needs to wake up. They messed me up really bad with their drugs, and with their talk." The transgender ideology is linked to transhumanism, Beck determined. He maintained, "It's the transhumanism agenda, it's all attached," he said. "The less they make us respect and value ourselves, our biology, and the gift that we're given, and the beauty of the machine we're given. Everything that's happening to us now as humans, it's an agenda to make us not like ourselves, not to respect ourselves for us, not to see the gift, see the beauty of it all, the machine, a beautiful machine, to make us destroy that machine into something else. If something is man-made, that's the final thing that they want. It's the top of that pyramid. It's not God, it's man. It's horrible. It's evil. It's an evil agenda. I'm not saying transgender people are evil, because they've bashed me on that all over the place. The transgender ideology and the transhumanistic agenda is evil. It's the transgender agenda, it's transgender ideology. It's not the people. There's a lot of people getting trapped into it." Beck concluded by warning of threats to children posed by advocates of transgender ideology. Beck retired from the Navy after 20 years' service and 15 deployments. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.